Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, we welcome you. And if you've listened to this podcast before, we welcome you back. We just want to say here that whenever you come to this podcast, we'll tell you what you can expect. You can expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So that's what you can expect when you come here. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let people know that we're here. Help them find the podcast. And if you do that, that's what we expect. Also, we want to let you know if you want to communicate with us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Because there may be something you want to share. You might want to encourage us, and whatever you need, just call us. We have access to conference lines also. We won't say call us, but email us, and we'll set up a time. We have access to conference lines, and we can set something up and work something out. Also, we want to tell you a little bit about what we do here and what we believe up front, so you know. We believe in God here. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We believe in God because that's our free will of choice, and it works for me. Believing in God just works for me in so many, many ways, in all ways. So that's what we do. We base everything we do here on the written word of God. That brings me to tell you about a tool that we use. It's called BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. If you go to that particular website, you'll find various translations of the Bible that you can read for yourself. And that's what we suggest, that everyone read the Bible for themselves. And when you read it for yourself, there's all versions there, common language, there's easy read, and if you can use the technology, you can see there are some that will read to you if reading is not necessarily your strongest suit or something that you prefer to do. Some of the scriptures will be read to you if that's what your choice is. But we want everyone to read for themselves. That way, God can reveal to you what he wants you to know through his word. So, now that we've talked about those things, I'd just like to tell you here, if you notice the title of this podcast, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion, that's how God revealed it to me because I am living in the beginning of my 8th decade. I'm going into my 8th decade, walking through my 7th decade, approaching, looking into my 8th decade. So everything that I share here is based on personal experience. Things that have been revealed to me as a result of circumstances I have found in life. So I'm not sharing things with you that something that someone told me. I'm sharing things that I have lived through. And I prefer to use the term live through because that shows the victory in it. And I know I can live a long time because, as I said, I base everything I do on the written word of God. I found in the Bible that I can live a long time. With long life, God will satisfy me and show me his salvation. That's his plan of salvation. How he would save me. How he would provide for me. What he would do for me in this dispensation of my life, of my personal life. So, I'll be sharing that with you. Now, if you search the library of this podcast, just search them and listen as much as you need, as much as you choose, what satisfies you. because these segments build on each other. They do. I can't, you know, explain it all in just one segment. Yet if you read the ones that speak out to you, not read them, but if you listen to them, you get a better understanding. And you can listen as often as you want, as much as you want. And that way you can understand where I'm coming from. And that's why I gave you the email address. Because you may want to make a comment. You may know something or feel you should share something that'll make life easier for me. And that's what we're about here. Having a higher quality of life as we get more mature. Hence, grace multiplied, the divine ability of God applied, multiplied to us. Hallelujah. That's what this is about. We want to live the best life that we can. Now, we can do that together. So, I've been a little repetitive, just forgive me. In seeking the Lord, which is what I do, to find out what I should share with you this week, he gave me in the moment. And I have to say, this is in the moment because of the intention was to record this broadcast yesterday. However, I found in the Bible a scripture that says, you know, look at what God is doing at this time, right now, today, in this moment, currently. And I have to say, I didn't get excited or upset because I couldn't record the podcast yesterday. It caused me to realize that the things that I'm living through, the trust that I have in my relationship with God, I have to use it. I got to say, I was concerned. I didn't know what was going on. Normally, I record my podcast through Anchor. And if you're listening, you know that that's where you'll find it. You know, on the you can find me on Spotify and a number of other places. But I do the recording of the podcast through Anchor. That's where the provision is made. And I wasn't able to get into the Anchor account application to record the podcast yesterday. And I was concerned because as I get more mature, you know, I tell you, when you get more mature, all kinds of different thoughts have an opportunity to come to you because you're usually juggling a number of balls and trying to learn new things. So I need God. I can't speak for everybody else, but I need Jesus. I need that reassurance, and I get it from him. I get it right from him. First of all, let me say, it started out a very pleasant morning. I had an opportunity to speak with my siblings, which was wonderful. We decided that we were going to do something. Well, the one that lives in the state that I live in, my sister, I only have one. She's wonderful. We decided we were going to have breakfast together on December 25th. And you know what that represents for us here in the United States. And I thought that was wonderful. I was all excited about it. We had decided basically how we were going to plan the day. We were going to start it early. You know, as we get more mature, even though I'm still driving, doing the things that, you know, I'm able to do, you know, for me, which is wonderful. I plan my day so that I can get started early so that I can be in. Because, you know, in the winter, and this is the winter season, it's dark at where I live at 5 o'clock in the evening. And as I check the weather reports, I'm finding now it's hovering dark at 4:59 p.m. because I live in the Eastern Standard region. And that's the time that I have to abide by. So we had planned it. Everything was just working out beautifully. We're all excited. We decided the games we were going to play. It was just wonderful. It was nice. When you get my age, and my sister and I are 3.5 years apart, when you get my age, you are very excited and you want to enjoy your life and you want it to be easy. Number one, because God said his yoke was easy and his burden is light. So for me, that's what I look for. I don't look for things to be hard. I expect the good. I believe that only good belongs to me. And only good belongs to me because I believe and follow the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. I found a scripture that lets me know he is the good shepherd and that he loves me. And for me to live in that love. And when I do that, when I follow those instructions, life is just better for me. Things open up for me. Now, I have to say, I recognize that there are adversarial spirits in the universe.
I recognize that. So immediately I'm excited because, you know, I already kind of know I get a 2 weeks. This is about 2 weeks before December the 25th, if you check the dates. And I'm getting a 2 week head start, you know, and as you get more mature, you like to start things early and get things all straight and, you know what you're going to be doing. I know for me, that's how it works. So, you know, I should have, well, not look for anything different yet. I have to recognize that, you know, circumstances of life occur. You'll find in other podcast segments, I talk about things that happen to us are only things that are common to mankind. And really, you learn how to receive circumstances of life because that's kind of like the rent that we pay for living here. But the Lord had showed me that the subject was going to be in the moment. And whatever it was that occurred, I have to judge God faithful. See, sometimes when you get more mature, like I am, not sometimes, but all the time, as you get more mature, when things aren't working the way you think they should, and you know what I mean, sometimes you think something's going to be this way or that way, and there's room allowed for you to receive it as disappointment, we have to take charge of what we want to believe. And when I don't know what to do, I just, you know, just really let God have it. I give it to him. He told me not to make myself devourable. Because when you always worried about stuff, when you're trying to figure out how you're going to do it, and when you receiving every little thought that comes to your head that's working contrary to what you believe are going to happen, you can make yourself devourable, which means that you will, and I mean by devourable, I mean devoured with doubt, devoured with anxiety, devoured with disappointment, devoured and you won't feel good, and whatever it is, situation or circumstance you're in will seem like it's worse. That's devourable. There's a scripture in the Bible that says the adversary, and I'm not going to use the term and the name, but you know what it is, goes around seeking whom he can devour. And we don't have to be devourable. I don't have to be devourable, which means I can look for the good all the time. That's why you'll find me so upbeat in most cases, even though I know it's a pandemic in the land. I know it's stuff going on. I see that. It's around. Yet there's scriptures in the Bible that say, you know, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near me. Near me, meaning I won't be devoured. That's God's plan of salvation. He had to show me that's how he saves me. But the way he saves me is, first of all, he tells me not to fear. Because there's another scripture in the Bible that says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So I don't care how many people around me are doubting and fretting and losing their head. The Lord said, the sovereign God said, in whom I believe, don't fear. Don't fear. Because if that fear, that trepidation, that terror is not from God, it's not from God. God's given me his peace. He wants me to be peaceful. And in order for me to receive my benefit, in order for me to get better at just seeing him in the middle of every situation and circumstance so I can receive my flow of victory that comes from him to me and then works through me, which I can allow the love to go through me and out to others, fear tries to block that. Fear tries to bring that doubt. Fear will try to make me think that, for example, I was wondering, had they shut down my podcast system because there's a few changes that I had to make and I didn't, you know, wasn't really understanding all of that. And as you get more mature sometimes, it takes a little while longer to, you know, understand some things, especially when it comes to technology. Technology can be can be frustrating if you allow it. Yet I explained to a friend of mine the other day, and as a matter of fact, I explained to a friend as well as my sister, as we get more mature, we're going to have to learn how to deal with technology. No, it's not comfortable, but it's worth it. Once we learn that we really can't just destroy stuff technologically that easy on our iPads and all these tools that we've been given, when we find out we really can't just crash them. See, that's all part of trusting God. That's all part of allowing God to lead me through situations and allow me to have the knowledge and allowing the perfect right people to be in my life at the perfect right time. I'm growing and I'm doing everything I can in my lane, which is encouragement to encourage others so they can grow. The thing I had to learn, though, is what God told me. Look to see what he's doing in the moment. And even when I don't have the clarity, go with the clarity that I have. Trust in being faithful to trust in God. Be faithful to trust God. Be faithful to look for him in my time of need. And judge him faithful. Because he said he'll never leave me or forsake me. That's a story in the Bible about a lady named Sarah who conceived a child at 90 years old. And yes, that's a miracle. But if you search these podcasts, one day I'm going to talk about miracles. I haven't as yet. But miracles is when God's divine intervention intercedes in man's natural circumstances. Miracles. Miracles. Can you imagine a 90-year-old woman conceiving a child way back in that day? And, you know, there's proof if you study the Bible. That's why I gave you BibleGateway.com. You can read up on it and study it, at least the record that was left. Now, I know some people doubt certain things, but why would you doubt something that's going to benefit you? And if you really employ it, if you really depend on it, trust it. If you trust God and look for God, he'll help you. That's why I believe in God. That's why I lean to God. That's why I understand what it means in the moment to judge God faithful. Because I know there are areas and times and moments when I have less confidence than others. And I know that miracles in the moment involve trusting God and judging him faithful. And I know faithful is that God will keep his promises. That's what that means. And I know that God wants me to give my entire attention to what he's doing right now. Not to get worked up about tomorrow or what's going to happen then and what won't happen. God will help me and be there with me. Whatever comes up at the time, God will provide for me when I judge him faithful. And God will provide for you if you choose to judge him faithful. I hope I've said something that's helpful to you. Be blessed even more. And I want to hear from you because it'll encourage me. Email me. Let me know you're there. God bless.